All right, it's Megan Collins from Style Girlfriend. We're back for another episode of Undressed. I'm here with Taylor Davies.
Hi, peeps.
And I just told Taylor that I completely changed up the outline because we were supposed to record over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It rained.
Yeah.
And so neither of us wanted to leave the house.
Nope.
We're like the opposite of mailmen.
Yeah, we are the opposite of mailmen, yeah. For sure.
Either sleet or snow or whatever.
And it's not like a come rain or shine. It was like only come shine.
Yeah, just the shine.
If it's shine, we pod. If there's no shine, we don't pod.
So we put it off, and just a few of our topics became, like, less timely.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. So I want to start with something that happened end of last week, so it's still new enough.
Okay.
John Mayer came out with a new song.
Yes, he did.
So I think I texted you about it the night before because he, like, Instagrammed about
yes,
it. He's like,
yep.
watch yourself. I've got a bop coming. Which is that's like such a John Mayer thing to do. Like to be so.
And to take the word bop and decide that he was ready to use it to describe his own music.
Yeah, exactly. But Taylor, is it a bop?
Yes, it is, Megan. Confirmed. It is a bop.
It's such a bop. I really like it.
I think I have like an unhealthy relationship with it already.
We both have been listening to it like on repeat.
Yeah, like, I wonder if people who still look at, you know, the side screen of your Spotify
terrifying.
And it can see what you're listening to. I think that's all it says. It's just John Mayer, New Light.
Okay, so that's the name of the song, New Light. It's definitely a contender for Song of the Summer. I'm a little bit wary just because it's a little laid back.
It's a little more laid back than a traditional Song of Summer would be. It's not Despacito.
No.
And doesn't have that kind of club appeal. Like, sometimes the Song of Summer has to kind of have a club appeal.
Maybe there'll be a remix.
With Migos.
I could see it.
Me too.
But if you haven't listened to it, go listen. We added it to our Song of Summer playlist. I also, I added Childish Gambino, This Is America.
Oh, wow. She's putting in a thought piece, basically, for Song of Summer. I think it's like the musical equivalent of a think piece.
I don't disagree. It's hard if you saw the video first.
Which I did.
Right. Same.
Yeah, most of us did. I think he released the video before the song went on Spotify.
Maybe. Yes, I think most of America did.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is hard to think about the song without thinking about sort of like what it means and what's behind it. But if you
yes.
listen to it just through your ear holes, it's pretty boppy.
It is.
Parts of it.
Mm-hmm. Without the gunshots and things. It's really good, though.
It also already displaced Drake as number one on, like, whatever, the Billboard charts right now. So I feel like it's going to be around for a while.
I agree.
Like, I feel like we're definitely going to hear it at barbecues, you know?
I know, which feels strange to me already. Because just to, like, kind of, like, solidify your point, I can't disassociate the song from the video. So I don't know if I'll be able to be like, I can only absorb this song as, like, whoa.
Right.
So I've seen a lot of good reactionary Twitter content, some good, some bad. Did you see that a white woman did her own version of the song? Basically from the perspective of women. I couldn't recommend it less than I do.
I watched it without listening to it. I just sort of watched some of it and was like, this is not content that I need in my life.
It's horrible.
You know, it's not horrible, is whoever took Carly Rae Jepsen.
I did see that, too. But are we allowed to think that's funny?
I thought it was very funny.
Okay.
Like, I watched that. So I set this thing up on my Twitter that limits my usage, which has been really good for my productivity. So I only have 25 minutes.
Is it like, Moment?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's something. It's like a Chrome extension.
Oh, okay.
And so
25 minutes a day?
25 minutes a day. I highly recommend it.
Wow.
I did the same thing with my Facebook where I, like, eradicated the newsfeed. Like, anything that I can do that, like, puts handcuffs around my ability to be on social media because I do not have the control.
No.
But so I would say that I spent at least, like, 18 minutes watching the Carly Rae Jepsen, like, beginning of This Is America. It was so funny. It was, like, that interspersed with people, like, wishing their moms who aren't on Twitter Happy Mother's Day.
The timing is insane, and it just kind of makes you think a lot about how music kind of interplays together and how, like, tempo and stuff is, there's just, songs can sound wildly different, but if the tempo's the same, it's crazy the crossover you can get.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll hear from readers. Maybe it is really problematic, but I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did
too. It just made me laugh.
Yeah, it was silly.
Yeah, it was super silly. Just to get back to John Mayer for a second.
Sure.
He put up on Instagram, like, a photo of him in this crazy outfit.
Oh, well, yeah.
I thought it was a crazy outfit.
It is a crazy outfit.
Like, it was just very, like, I'm here at the farmer's market to, sell my organic quinoa. It was, like, these sort of hippy-dippy pants, like a sweatshirt that looks like it was inherited from, you know, an uncle who followed the dead around for 20 years.
He looks like someone who would, like, lecture you for 30 minutes about the benefits of, like, microdosing LSD.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, I actually read a huge article. Maybe that'll be my hot take. Maybe I'll roll this back. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, gosh. I like how you're, like, insulting the idea of microdosing, and you're probably going to come back in the hot takes and be like, but really, it sounds great.
I try it.
John Mayer convinced me. Who knew he was crazy, and I'm not here for it.
And I just feel like I understand musicians, like, put on different personalities as they, like, go through musical phases. And, like, he certainly is one. Like, when he did Paradise Valley, he, like, moved to Montana, and he, like, went through that whole, like, mountain man phase. I was into it. He looks good in that hat. Like, that's fine. And, like, he's 40. He also, did you see his Hot Ones video, speaking of John Mayer?
No.
Now I feel like I can't say this because it's mean, but, like, he looked a little chubble up.
Ooh.
He was sitting not with good posture and wearing a t-shirt, and his belly was, like, super visible. And I was like, John Mayer. And then I saw him doing something else later and was like, I feel like he looks normal, so I don't know when this was recorded or, like, I don't know. Anyway, sorry for judging you, John Mayer, but, like.
Oh, is that the wings thing on Complex?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, now I got you.
Yeah.
I love those videos.
They're really funny.
I would never do one.
Oh, no, I wouldn't even get through the first one.
No,
I have
no
tolerance for hot sauce.
They're so funny, though. We'll have to link to it, because, like, did he make it all the way to the end?
Oh, yeah, and, like, with not much, like, it was, like, no problem for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they, like, did a funny thing where he, like, they, like, talked about guitar faces, and then they, like, made up a little song about hot sauce and, like, played it on a ukulele. I don't know. It was pretty funny.
He seems very clever. That's why
I don't
understand
what his, like,
that's, new look is. It's,
you know,
so sloppy, and it's so...
Granola.
Yeah,
but, like, high and mighty granola. Like, look down your nose at someone else. Like, oh, do you know what word is so apt for this? Which I was reading in the interview with Dave Matthews on Vulture.
Oh, I read that.
So good. The word is Trustafarian.
Yes. Yeah, because he doesn't, I mean, he still clearly, like, is doing his hair. And he's, like, got his skin covered. So it's just then he throws on this outfit that feels so out of place, especially with those sneakers that are, like, cool hip sneakers.
The pants are what's really making things hard for me.
To your point, like, I understand that musicians put on personalities. I think maybe it's more expected from women. So maybe that's also what I'm reacting to, is just this idea that he's going through this, quote unquote, like, a phase.
Like,
and again, he's 40.
And you're not David Bowie. But listen, anybody who hears me say these things and then sees me as an active person in the community, like, I'm paying money to go to John Mayer's concerts. I'm listening to his music all the time. Like, so I can really only go so far. I love him.
It's true. He also is, like, selling merch now?
Yeah, I feel like it's not surprising to me, because I feel like he is a tryhard and he wants to be thought of as cool so, so badly. And, like, cool concert merch is, like, so
cool,
the rage now. I feel like Justin Bieber started it, like, 3 or 4 years ago, and people are still, like, riding that wave.
Yeah, The Weeknd did something, I remember, like, last summer, maybe it was it.
Yeah, maybe with... And he did a collab with H&M at the same time.
Justin Timberlake did that one that was, like, not well received earlier this year, like the Man of the Woods stuff. That there was, like, the pop-up with the axes. It was like, oh.
No.
But yes, at least this feels somewhat, I don't know, authentic to John Mayer, as authentic as John Mayer can get.
Yeah, because I feel like he's kind of a weirdo. And he just kind of is weird.
Yeah.
And cool. So he's just doing different things, I guess.
So, anyways, that's we're putting that on the Song of the Summer playlist. If you haven't listened to it yet, go listen to it 10 times in a row and then get back to us and tell us how much you love it.
Megan,
it's really good.
Tell me your favorite lyric. You know what I'm going to say. You know the one.
Pushing 40 in the friend zone?
Yeah.
It's such a good line.
Yeah, it's so good. I feel like you could unpack so much from that one line.
He's a good lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to write a song.
He does.
Does this mean he's putting an album out?
No, I think he just wanted to get in the game of summer, because that album... came out last spring or something.
Yeah, God bless. Yeah, it's a great song.
It is. Oh,
I'm
so
not going to take anything away from it.
No, I've probably already listened to it 25 to 30 times. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is there a way to find out, like, via Spotify?
Wait till the end of the year.
I mean, I told you last year, Song of Summer was like all up in my spot for that. So it's definitely possible. You know what else I want to talk about? And this is a little bit past now, but the Met Ball was last Monday.
Yes, it was.
First Monday in May. This year's theme was Heavenly Bodies.
Yeah, Catholicism in and fashion. The fashion imagination. No, fashion and the Catholic imagination. That's what the subhead is.
So here, yes. So a lot of people showed up very on point, right? Like Jared Leto showed up wearing like a priest cassock and a freaking
crown. Yeah.
Like he was Jesus. As did Chadwick Boseman, minus the crown, I think.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't wear a crown. He wore a cape. Vatican formal wear.
Yes, Vatican prom.
Yeah.
And I guess my question to you, I mean, we could talk about best dressed, who's not, whatever, but I think that that's really subjective because what it comes down to is like, is it more quote unquote correct or more quote unquote fashionable to go really hard on theme? Or if you're a guy, do you just put on a tux that fits really well and like wear a cross pin or something and like call it a day? Like what's the right thing to do?
The right thing is to wear what Migos wore.
That's always the right thing.
I was so into their sort of like, to keep using this phrase that you introduced me to, Destiny's Childing, wherein they all wore tuxedos and they all wore Versace and all three of them wore different tux jackets that were basically sequined and had sort of almost like stained glass window type looks. And then the shirt, the silk shirts underneath were the same print, buttoned all the way to the top, no tie. And then they all were wearing their different jewelry and stuff. They looked so cool and it was on theme without being costumey is what I thought was a really good way to get there. Because you could definitely say that Chadwick Boseman's look was costumey. Jared Leto looked costumey, but they all kind of like took the basic tuxedo, like, oh, looks like you kind of didn't really give a whatever, like George Clooney showing up with a mall and they both looked so boring.
And she was a co-chair.
Yeah, which is snooze and a half.
I was surprised.
So I thought their approach, which was acknowledging of the theme, but also kind of like still like within their realm of personal style, was dead on.
Yeah. I mean, I guess probably a lot of our listeners are not getting invited to costume balls on the reg.
Neither are we.
Right. But should you ever, I guess my question is like, yeah, do you commit? For me, like I feel torn because you know me, I hate Halloween costumes.
I know you do.
I hate a costume like so much.
Yeah. Dear listeners, I have a costume birthday party every single year because my birthday is 3 days before Halloween. And every single year, Megan hems and haws. She doesn't want to get dressed up. And she shows up in like a plaid shirt and a pair of knee-high socks and like, you know, like, I think I'm putting three of your costumes together from different years. For like 1 year it was knee-high socks and like 1 year it was a lumberjack and like another year you wore your hair in buns.
Yeah, I had like leftover Mickey Mouse ears from Disney World. Yeah. And then I just wore it with a leather jacket and was like, I don't know, I'm a mouse. Get off my back. So yes, that's my question is like, I can understand. I guess I can just put myself very easily into a man's footsteps and say, I could understand how you'd feel really uncomfortable with a theme.
Most guys always err on the side of caution. I think most guys do.
So that said, you also don't want to wind up sort of looking like you're poo-pooing the concept of the party in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Like I would be an asshole if I'd showed up to your Halloween party with no costume. At least I'm like wearing
some element.
Right. Like a buffalo plaid shirt. And I'm telling you I'm a lumberjack. Like that's something.
Yeah. Which is a costume because you announce the word lumberjack. Otherwise it's just an outfit for fall.
I had like a cap on.
You're like, I'm the brawny paper towel guy.
I should have brought paper towels.
That would have been commitment. As long as you were carrying paper towels, I would have been like, there you go.
Okay, next year.
Yeah.
But that's all it takes, right? Is like just a little bit of extra effort. And like, yes, you're going to have to push out of your comfort zone a little bit, but I do think it ends up looking better than not doing it at all. I think you look like a jerk when you don't even try to do it a little bit. Like Tom Brady wore, what, like a black tux with gold, like brocade. It was nothing. It was such a snooze.
I couldn't roll my eyes big enough for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Snooze and a half.
Yeah. Him and A-Rod both. Like, it was just like, we get it. You're athletes, so you might feel a little weird. But I don't know. Do something. And I'm not saying it doesn't require creativity, but that's kind of the point.
Yeah. Well, and so maybe where this is applicable for our listeners is when you get a wedding invite that says something other than black tie, semi-formal, or casual. If it says, like, what would be an example? Like,
rustic chic.
Yeah, or if you get, like, an invitation and the wedding's in the Bahamas and it says, like, you know, beach formal or, like, festive best or something like that, and just wearing your favorite, like, whatever, like, navy suit that you always wear, fine. Like, no one's going to be like, he looks crazy. But what could get you extra style points is wearing a cool printed shirt or a cool pocket square, or if it's cool enough, wearing socks with a fun pattern. Like, this is maybe more of a way that, like, guys can understand it, translate into their real lives, where, like, you see the theme or the dress code on the wedding invite and you say, you know what? I'm going to do it.
I hear you. That actually segues really nicely into our question this week.
Great.
Because we've been getting a lot of questions about what to wear to different weddings.
I love this.
And I think what's actually really interesting to me is it just got me thinking, like, who has it harder, men or women, when it comes to wedding season?
Depends on the temperature.
Let's call it summer wedding season.
Guys. Because it's so hot and you have to wear a shirt and a tie and a jacket, shoes, socks, and pants.
Man, I thought I was going to have to convince you, because for me, I feel like, oh, well, women have to wear something different every time. But then on the other hand, like, yeah, guys have to wear, they have to suit up. And like, if it's a wedding at the beach, maybe they have a linen suit. But if they don't and they still have to wear a suit, then yeah, they're going to be boiling.
Yeah.
I always feel for guys. I feel like we wrote something a while back. I don't know if we ever got a good answer for it, but I was just sort of like, what do you do? Like in the summer, like men who have to work in offices or whatever, like what are you
doing? You're putting paper towels in your pits, in your shirt, or like, I don't know.
Yeah, just carry, like, draw, like, that powder around with you for, like, in your pants and in your shoes, like, at all times.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems tough to me.
It does seem really tough. Like, yes, you get to change up your outfit less. Like, we literally put out a 5 days, 5 ways this week on how to wear a gray suit to all of your weddings except for formal. And you can do that, but to your point, it's, you know, change up the pocket square, the accessories, the tie.
Like,
but yeah, you're still going to be hot if it's hot out.
It's still going to be hot if it's hot out. And like, it really depends on the formality. Like if it's a no jacket, you're going to be fine. Like, but
even then you risk kind of looking like a waiter. I always think the no jacket look is kind of, it can be hard to execute.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like to me, like if you and I had our way to give, like if it's us giving guys advice, I go, don't ever, ever, ever show up to a wedding not wearing a jacket. You don't have to wear a full suit. Like, if it seems like it's casual, then go, you know, navy jacket, chinos.
Yep.
No, I say always a jacket. Because you, the adage of always being better to be overdressed than underdressed, I think is always true, especially at weddings.
Yeah. So how do you avoid that? So in terms of accents, like, I definitely agree with the printed shirt. I'm, like, all about that for the summer. I want to see
too.
Every single guy in a printed, like, a really bright printed shirt,
like,
this summer.
Floral, tropical, polka dots, like
banana leaf print. Like,
yeah, a painting blown up and put all over. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's and like, it can be a short sleeve shirt. Because who cares? Once you get to the dancing portion of the night,
off. And that's a good tip for summer weddings is to wear a short sleeve shirt under the jacket because you'll last longer when you have to sit through the ceremony, and then once the dance floor hits, you're good to go.
Yeah. And then you have attention in a good way. Because you look so fun and flashy, but for the right reasons.
Yeah, exactly. And then do you take your tie off too if you take your jacket off and you're wearing a short sleeve shirt? Because isn't a tie and a short sleeve shirt kind of a weird look?
You shouldn't wear a tie with a short sleeve shirt.
But what if you're like really faking it? Would that ever be something you did? Like if you were like, this is a summer wedding and it's dressy, so
I guess you could.
I'm gonna wear the short sleeve shirt and the tie to fake it, right? And then when you get warm and you take the jacket off, you have to tuck your tie in your pocket, right? And ditch the whole thing.
That is like cunning. Like that is like spy movie level.
It's two outfits in one.
You just have to take the tie off early enough. Like it actually almost has to be three outfits, I think. I think you wear the tie for the ceremony, then for like the cocktail hour, you surreptitiously take the tie off, put it in your back pocket, never to be seen again.
Wow, okay.
And
then
the dancing,
jacket's off.
Right, then the jacket comes off. And then people didn't even register that there was a tie being worn with what turns out to be a short sleeve shirt.
Okay, fair enough.
It's devious.
It's smart.
It's super smart, actually.
Yeah.
Like a knit tie. Like nothing too formal, obviously. Not like
yeah,
a silk
or
tie,
like
a wide bottom.
One of those little linen, like a skinny linen tie from like Tie Bar or whatever. They have some really good, I was doing a gift guide and I found a bunch of really, they have some really fun prints this year, Tie Bar.
That is super fun. Someone texted us like 8 different versions of the Bonobos Riviera shirt.
Oh,
last week.
Did you say get them all? Spend $888 and get all 10?
I almost sent them to you. Like, look.
Because guess what? You can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
And they have some new versions of that this year, too.
So many.
So fun.
The best. They have some new, like, collaboration with Toms that are these cool slip-on pants. Slip-on shoes, like slip-on sneakers.
Ooh.
And they were inspired by colors from the Riviera collection. They're really cute.
Get them all.
This
like
has
Pokemon.
Been our
15 you got to catch them all.
Spot for Bonobos.
Did you can even tell. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. And with that, I think we should move to hot takes.
Okay. Wait, but what was the question?
Who has it harder, men or women?
Oh, that's what someone asked you? I thought you were asking me that.
I'm asking. We've been getting questions of like, what should I wear to this? What should I wear to that? And I was just thinking about like, who has it tougher for like getting dressed for wedding season?
Yeah.
You and I aren't even going to a wedding this summer. We're going to the polo match again. And we spent an hour today on the internet mainly like, what about this dress? What about that dress? So I do think it's hard for women because we have to wear, so like you, if you're going to a bunch of weddings, especially if you're seeing the same friends, you do have to wear different things. But I do think above and beyond that, it's harder to just be uncomfortably hot. Like I couldn't imagine wearing long sleeves and long pants to anything this summer.
No.
So Taylor, what's your hot take this week?
Okay, so my original hot take was that I wanted to recommend to everyone to watch John Mulaney's new, Netflix special, because I watched it, and it made me laugh, and he does, a couple really good bits. It's one of those things where it's, a classic show, a classic comedy where it kind of, starts out where you're kind of these jokes aren't that funny. They put all the bad ones at the beginning, right? And then it just builds and builds, and then he's like, bye! And you're like, whoa! He did a really, really funny, little story thing about college, which was very humorous. And then another thing about Trump where he related it to being it's kind of like a horse is loose in a hospital. And it's all about, his cadence and the way he explains it, whatever. I was, laying in bed just, laughing. So I recommend it to anyone if you have, an hour and you just want to, have a giggle. It'll kind of, lift you out of a bad mood. It's quite funny. What I'm going to circle back to is that I read an amazing article in New York Magazine about microdosing drugs, and it was fascinating. They did so much in-depth research about this concept, but people do microdose different types of drugs to elicit different results, right? And basically, LSD in very small amounts is supposed to sort of, help unlock your creativity a little bit, and then microdosing CBD oil is supposed to relax you. People do that to sleep and stuff. Anyway, I thought it was fascinating. There's no scientific research on it basically because it's still illegal. And but they had some cool anecdotal stories and whatever. And I thought it was a concept. It was a concept I'd never heard of. Microdosing and mushrooms and stuff. People do too, for work.
Yeah, this has been a thing for a while.
Yeah, I read a great story too about someone who was trying to make cannabis food for a fun 420 celebration, and she wrote the whole story for The Cut. Did you read this?
Pasta?
With the pasta. Oh my God. And she accidentally quadrupled the amount of pot in the recipe because she melted it into butter and didn't listen correctly while she was taking notes from the chef about how to prepare it. And she said that she and her two friends who ate this pasta were high for 2 full days. They lost the entire weekend. None of them had any idea what happened. They all felt sick. They didn't know what was going on with their lives. Oh my God. It was so funny.
I mean, the way that she described it, it was a lot. I mean, she just didn't know.
Yeah.
She was gone until Monday.
Gone.
She was at work when she stopped being high.
Yeah. And you read the whole article being I can't wait for her to tell me how funny it was to be high. And she just basically explains everything up to making the dish and then eating it. And then you just cut to, she's basically, then I woke up 2 days later.
Also, it's cacio e pepe, which I love. And I was oh man, I would have eaten so much of that.
So, imagine if I had, put a bunch of pot in that pasta carbonara that I made when we were in Maine. That would have been dope, literally.
So, are you going to microdose LSD and unlock your creativity, Taylor?
The thing is, when you use the term microdosing, it sounds very non-threatening. In most ways, I'd be oh, I don't really think LSD is for me, like, across the board. Like, I've never done MDMA. I've never really done psychedelic drugs before. I've never, like, taken mushrooms or eaten mushrooms or whatever. But if someone were like, why don't you just have, like, a couple, like, light drops of acid and see if it helps you, like, start writing that novel you said you were going to write, I probably would be like, okay, I'm a pushover, I guess.
Yeah.
That's my hot take.
Okay.
Drugs and comedy.
And those two things tend to go together really well.
Yeah, I feel like pot's really, like, trending right now, too. So I feel like it's been a little bit on my mind lately. Like, I went to that 420 event where I got CBD oil on my ice cream sundae, which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both tried... Nope, and it was vegan ice cream, too, so it was delicious.
Nice.
And we both got that face serum with CBD oil in it.
Yes, which I really like. I think I'm already out of it.
Me, too. It had
teeny.
Four drops in it.
But it was great.
Send us more, Hora.
Hora.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hmm.
Hey.
Yeah, so that's my hot take.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Drugs. Comedy. Microdose comedy.
I think there we have the title of the episode. Drugs. Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, so my hot take is that I'm really excited for all of these, like, summer movie blockbusters to come out, but not because I actually want to see any of them.
Are there blockbusters coming out?
Oh, it's going to be, like, a summer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But not actually because I want to see any of the movies, because none of them actually look that good to me, but just because I think there's going to be some really great outfit inspiration on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah, and, like, press junkets and stuff.
Exactly. So it's already started a little bit, that Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
With
Donald Glover and Emilia Clarke and...
What is his name, though? Alden Ehrenreich? Ehrenreich?
What words are you saying right now?
The Han Solo guy.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But they, like, had the LA premiere, and yeah, him, that guy, Solo, and Donald Glover both looked really great. And, like, clearly their stylist collabed because they were both, like, wearing, like, the one guy had blue on, and then I think Donald Glover was wearing, like, this really snazzy red look.
Oh, that was, like, that head-to-toe red, and his shirt was kind of unbuttoned a bit. Yeah, that was fire.
Yeah, that was great.
Really good.
And then Deadpool's coming out, and Ryan, again, didn't see the first one. I have no plans to see the second, but I love...
Oh, and he always looks good.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds for, like, his looks.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a SG Madness winner, so I mean...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Ryan Gosling.
I know you are.
But he won...
But even Ryan Reynolds, I remember just being a little bit like, I guess it's a safe choice. But he does. He always looks great.
Yeah.
He's mostly given up the page boy caps, which I feel good about.
Oh, my.
Jurassic World... Fallen
oh,
Kingdom
so we'll have single
out.
Chris Pratt
right.
on the red carpet trying to look his best.
I think he is, like, in a major need of, like, a rehab as well in terms of, like, an image rehab. I don't know what's going on personally. but so I feel like he'll be making an extra effort because usually he kind of just shows, like, up suited up in sort of a JCPenney vibe. Like, just, like, it's Easter Sunday and
Whoa.
I have to put a suit on.
Megan's Shade Corner this week is... calling Chris Pratt JCPenney suited up.
Yeah, like, he hasn't always looked very nice, but I feel like that's going to change because, yeah, he has to have, like, his revenge body and, like, he's got to be,
I mean,
like...
I think the part of the reason they got divorced is his revenge body, and that started a while ago.
So we'll see. And then this sounds really weird, but I guess the next Ant-Man movie is coming out.
Oh, with Paul Rudd?
Who, again, looks really good. I can't remember who his stylist is now, but he's the same guy who does... Oh, my God, I'm totally blanking. But he's so nice, and he and I have emailed because he had some of his clients were in SG Madness this year.
Oh.
I'll have to go back and look. His Instagram handle is JMONF, which makes me have no idea what his name is. I want to say his name is John. John something. But he's so nice.
Okay.
And Paul Rudd is one of his clients. And Paul Rudd just, like, whatever. He got his, like, Ant-Man body.
Yeah.
And he's been dressing for it, and he looks really handsome all the time.
And he's aging backwards. He looks amazing.
Oh, my gosh. He's, like, completely Benjamin Buttoning his, like, whole thing. And
yeah.
I'm very here for it.
Yeah.
So.
And for us, for the women's side, we'll have all the Ocean's 8 stuff.
Ooh.
All of the, like.
But I actually
cool,
want to see Ocean's
cool
8.
Chicks. Yeah. I feel like that'll be fun.
The rest, I'm, like, skipping the movies.
Right.
But I'm going to be checking out the red carpets.
Even though you have MoviePass?
I wouldn't waste them on maybe Solo.
What the heck else are you going to see?
Ocean's 8?
I know, but, like, don't you have, like, all this, like,
yeah, MoviePass. You can see a movie a day. I don't know. I'm busy, Taylor. How many movies do you see?
I mean, none, but I don't have MoviePass.
You should get MoviePass. Gabby just got MoviePass.
She did?
Didn't she? I feel like she tweeted about it.
I don't know. I'm not as engaged with Gabby's Twitter, so I don't see everything she tweets. Whereas
no, you
I
guys
see
like
every
tweeted back and
sing-
forth about it. It's
oh,
like,
you're right. You're
timeline.
Right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
If we're all in the same city, we could all go to a movie if you had MoviePass. I mean, I guess we could go to a movie anyway.
You're right. And I could write it off for my 2018 taxes. Always looking for that.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's it from us. If you like this episode, please rate and review us on iTunes. Please subscribe in all the places that you subscribe to things. Mm-hmm. There's some new one that I don't even know about.
Oh, boy.
Called, like, What's Next or something?
Okay.
I don't know. Some new podcast way of listening to podcasts. So go subscribe to us there. What's Now? Now Next? Now What? I don't know. It's something like that. It's literally one of those, I bet.
Oh, Google the words new, now, next podcast.
And you'll find it.
You'll find it.
And then give us a good review there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for us for this week. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.